Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So we are reading from Lord Rishabhadev's teaching, Canto 5, Chapter 5, text number 5. Parabhavas tavat abodam jato. Parabhavas tavat abhuna jato yavan na jigyasatam atmam tadvam javan na vigyasata atma tadvam yavat kriyas tavat idam mano ve yavat kriyas tavat idam mano ve kamatmakam yena sarira banda kamatmakam yena sarira banda Parabhavas tadvat abhuna jato yavanna vigyasata atma tadvam yavat kriyastavam idam manove karmatmakam yena sarira bandham Parabhava, defeat, misery. Tavat, so long. Abhuna jata, produced from ignorance. Yavat, as long as. Na, not. Jigyasate, inquires about. Atma tadvam, the truth of the self. Yavat, as long as. Kriyam, fruitive activities. Tavat, so long. Idam, this. Manam, mind. Ve, indeed. Karma atmakam, absorbed in material activities. Yena, by which? Sarira bandham, bondage in this material body. Translation. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored by fruitive activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear. And as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activity, he has to accept a material body. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Generally, people think that one should act very piously in order to be relieved from misery. But this is not a fact. Even though one engages in pious activity and speculation, he is nonetheless defeated. His only aim should be emancipation from the clutches of Maya and all material activities. Speculative knowledge and pious activity does not solve the problem of material life. One should be inquisitive to understand his spiritual position. as stated in Bhagavad Gita, yate dam si samido gnir basma sat kurute arjuna yagnadi sarva karmani basma sat kurute tataha. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burns to ashes all reactions to material activities. Unless one understands the self and its activities, one has to be considered in material bondage. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said, Yenye ravindaksha vimukta manitas tyavi asta bhavat avisuda buddhaya. A person who doesn't have knowledge of devotional service may think himself liberated, but actually he is not. Arurya krichena param padam tata patanti ado nridya yusmat angraya. Such people may approach the impersonal Brahman effulgence, but they fall down again into material enjoyment because they have no knowledge of devotional service. As long as one is interested in karma and jnana, he continues enduring the miseries of life, of material life, birth, old age, disease, and death. Karmis certainly take one body after another. As far as the jnani are concerned, unless they are promoted to the topmost understanding, they must return to the material world. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaunam Janmanam Hante, Yanavamam Prapadyante. The point is to know Krishna, Vasudev, as everything and surrender into him. Karmis do not know this, but a devotee who is 100% engaged in the devotional service of the Lord knows fully what is karma and jnana. Therefore, a pure devotee is no longer interested in karma and jnana. Anya bilata sunyam, yana karmani anavritam. The real bhakta is untouched by any tinge of karma and jnana. His only purpose in life is to serve the Lord. Om magnati mirandasya gnam jana sharakaya shakshurum militam minatasmai shi guravena. Om Vishnu Padaya Kistana Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinani Namaste Sarasvati Nire Gauravani Acharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Prakashya Shatta. So it's very clear in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explaining that, and he's explaining also in the next verse, because I read, to prepare the class, I read verse number 6. I was thinking it was number 6 today. So it says, Prabhupada is concluding that by saying that devotional life begins by the grace of spiritual master, by receiving Lord Krishna's shelter. And he calls this verse Brahmananda Brahmite Kona Bhagavad Jiva Guru Krishna Parshadi Bhai Krishna Ratabij Bhakti Ratabij. Actually people in different kind of so-called spiritual groups, they think they are fully engaged in spiritual life. In our preaching mission, we meet such people. We can really understand that their hearing is blocked because they believe they are in spiritual life, but they are searching for Brahman, they are searching for liberation, and we are coming in the most humble position to ask them to take this Bhakti Ratabij that Prabhupada gave us with so much endeavor, so much sacrifice. But it's even more difficult to give Krishna consciousness to such people. They are becoming proud, especially when I remember when in Saint Kietan, once I met a lady in an esoteric shop. She was selling all kinds of books about spirituality, yoga, and so on and so on. So I thought it was a very good place to leave the books. You know? So I showed the Bhagavad Gita and started preaching to her without avoiding to speak about Krishna directly. But she was agreeing on everything. And finally, she didn't want to buy the books, but I just suggested to she could take a few books. Wait, no, she asked me, can I take a few books and I will try to sell and you come back after a few weeks. And then I'll give you the money. I'll say, why not? So I give her 2-3 Bhagavad Gita. I came back after 2-3 weeks. And I was expecting that she sold the Bhagavad Gita. But she, when I first saw her face, I could understand that she didn't, and she was angry. I said, oh, what was the response? I said, I don't want to show this to my customers. I said, why? You were agreeing what I say, you know, this is Bhagavad Gita, it's something. Yes, but she opened the book, she had a mark on the book, she opened the book, and she showed me the verse where Krishna says, I don't know exactly, but Krishna says that ignorance, fool, I just put them in the darkest region of ignorance, in the lower planets, you know? You know this verse, no? So I say, how can I give this to my customers? So we start arguing, of course, you know, and it lasts quite a long time, and customers were coming, you know, and she was like, I was giving a lecture. And at the end I say, okay, your spirituality means no master, no girl, no God. It's complete anarchy, you know. You have a spiritual anarchy, and you believe you are in spiritual life, you know. So we have nothing to say anymore, you know. So I left. So this is so one of many experiences also in south of France, where I was living for 10 years, and so many groups. But they like the love bhajans. We used to gather once a month, they'd come, you know, 50 people, 100 people sometimes, you know, and they love bhajans. But we couldn't preach so much. So we just get fully absorbed in bhajan. At one point that there was no even nothing more to say. The people were so astonished at bhajan, you know. And then they came and asked questions. You wait for questions, you know. So it is most of the time it is useless to and also we have to be humble and admit that maybe I have not the power to give Bhakti Lata Pit. We give the books. When we were doing Sankirtan, I remember we used to say that, okay, we think, yeah, so few people read these books, you know, but Srila Prabhupada said, you have to distribute these books. So we did, as much as we can. And believing that what Prabhupada said, that these books are time bombs. And I remember with among the devotees, Sankirtan devotees at that time, we were just, I remember saying that we are distributing these books, you know, people just put on the shelf, and maybe one day or another they will take it and read, because Krishna will inspire them in their heart, you know. And we say, maybe when we are old, we're going to go back to New Mayapur, sit down and chant, and people will come and ask questions about these books we have distributed so many years ago, 20 years, 30 years ago, you know. And I can tell you this is so, because I'm living now in New Mayapur, and it happened so many times now, Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki, Jai Shri Gauritai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadradevi ki, Jai And I'm sure it happens here also. You know? People coming from out of nowhere. And I remember one time, one man in his 60s, 70s, he came with a big camping car. And I happened just to come at the same time. We meet together, we spoke, came to the temple, and said, "Oh, I was a bus driver 20 years ago, in such place in France, and someone gave me these books, he sold me these books when I was driving, and I put in my shelf. Only a few years ago, I started reading them, and I ordered the books and so on and so on. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and so on. I said, "May I ask you some questions?" I said, "Wow, my God, this is exactly what I thought about 30 years ago, you know." And so he took his booklet, he had a list of questions, you know. It took me 1 hour to answer. So we have to see Krishna is guiding. So in this way we don't have to be attached to the result, immediate result. It is a way to also to verify this truth. We shouldn't be attached to the immediate result. We just give. Because we are a giving movement. Krishna consciousness, the society is for giving. We should not even have a single thought in our mind to take something from anyone. And we should spend the day trying to give, you know. At the end of the day, we should ask ourselves, "What did I give today?" You know? And there is always a mean to give, always. And when you give, Krishna reciprocates. No? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said to Srila Prabhupada, "Don't bother about money, just give these books, give this knowledge." And I remember my first Christmas marathon in 78. At that time, we used to distribute as many books as we collect money. For 15 days, you get so much money, BBT cost means so many books. So we are trying to adjust every day, you know, make calculations and try to give as many books as possible. And it was amazing. Having this giving mood, people couldn't resist. Because it's such unusual, so unusual, you know, to have someone in front of you who wants to give you something without asking anything. This is not common, this is not in material life. No? And the last day of the marathon, I remember, day of Christmas, I was in Paris, and we were supposed to distribute books up to midnight. Then we stopped. And around 8 o'clock, everybody was calling the counter to know how much Lakshmi I have, how many books can I give away free. So I call. I was supposed to distribute 60 books free. So I went in the Champs-Élysées in Paris and fill my bag and go. So it will be so easy, you know. So when I approach people, say, "Oh, Merry Christmas, very joyful mood, you know, gifts, you know." And people was astonished, I can tell you, big eyes. And I say, "No, it's free, it's free. Oh, no, we give you something. No, free." I couldn't believe it. So I ended with much more money in my pocket, you know, without having any intention of asking anything. So this is a proof. This is a proof that we have to give. Giving spirit, then Sankirtan spirit has been spoiled when we start asking too much money. This has been witnessed also. So this is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. He said that by coming to America, he was not coming as a tourist, you know, to visit some places and take the Western habits, you know. He was just coming to give. And we can really feel this mood in his prayers, his giving in, when he arrived in America. And today is a good occasion to read one verse that Srila Prabhupada wrote. So we got it here. And this is the very first shlok. I read it in French. Maybe someone can translate. I don't know the exact English translation. Je vous le dis, ô frères, et avec insistance, vous n'obtiendrez du Seigneur suprême, Shri Krishna, qu'il fasse votre bonheur, que lorsque vous serez attiré les faveurs de Srimati Radharani. Someone knows this verse in English? Yeah. You will get happiness only when you will get the favors of Srimati Radharani. But Prabhupada says, I tell you insistently, with insistence. What do you say in English? Emphatically, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So Prabhupada is stressing this point. Huh? Without mercy of Srimati Radharani, no happiness. No, absolutely no happiness possible. So in this world, everybody is searching for happiness. They think they will get happiness in so many kind of activities. But when we, if we cultivate this giving mood, sankirtan mood, then Srila Prabhupada's mood should awaken in our heart. You know, that means everywhere we go, anywhere, anytime, you know, we are ready to give Krishna consciousness in so many different ways. Whatever we are doing, whatever is our occupation, we have opportunities, so many opportunities. And here in Radesh we have many opportunities, even don't have to move, people are coming. So, but when we go in the material world, and for example, I have this feeling when I go in a supermarket, you see the people, you know, just looking for something, you know, which will satisfy them, and they fill their trolley, you know, so many useless things, and it breaks our heart just to see that they're full of meat, full of this and that, intoxication, and it's more and more. The more we're getting liberated from this kind of things, the more it is painful. The more it is painful to see people engage in sinful activities. And we can understand the heart of Srila Prabhupada when he came to America. You know, it's just amazing. One day I was in Radhakund, chanting. Next to the liquid form of Srimati Radharani. It was very nice bhajan. Such a peaceful atmosphere, you know. Night was coming, moon was rising. No disturbance. And so peaceful. And I felt this is a place where to be, you know. No other place. And then I started to think about Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Srila Prabhupada was relishing this atmosphere so much more than I did. The full extent. And he left. For me, even the thought of going back to France was painful. You know. So Srila Prabhupada came to New York. What to think? New York. So we see people engaged in fruitive activities, and we are just trying to distract them from that, try to give them some indication where to go. So in that way we are guru. We are, what is the exact name? The first guru, to show you the way. Pravataka guru, I forget the name every time. Can you speak slowly? Pradarshaka, Pratma Pradarshaka guru. So although we are not very far on the way, but still we know the way, because Krishna is giving so much mercy. You know, when we receive his Bhakti Lata Bij, it's just wonderful. We know when we just came to Krishna consciousness, oh, everything was clear and nice and just amazed, you know. Because Prabhupada is still giving, And it's wonderful also to, after some time, to see people surrendering. This is for sure, this is most pleasing to Srimati Radharani, that we bring people to Krishna consciousness. We can feel such happiness. So Kalmis try to satisfy the senses, the mind, and so on. We are trying to satisfy the soul, our soul, and others' souls. You know. They say in Shri Bhagavatam, Savepum sham parudalmo yato bhaktira dutsyaje aitukya pratiyata yet masu prasidati. Yet masu prasidati. The soul can be fully satisfied when devotional service is immotivated and uninterrupted. So these motivations, Prabhupada said, what do you call it? Ulterior motives. Prabhupada speaks about ulterior motives. For example, when we pray Krishna to deliver us from any kind of attachment, we may pray and then we may realize that our prayer is not so deep, you know, because we have some ulterior motive. Yeah, but if I surrender fully, that I will lose this and that. So we like to keep these ulterior motives. I think Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said that Krishna is not interested about what you give, but what you hide, you know. And this takes sincerity, you know, to ask for the real thing and to give away our motivations. Because motivation means that for something we give, we are expecting something in return. This is definition. But if we want to train ourselves to get free from these motivations, we should find a way. And everybody can find a way to avoid waiting for something in return, you know. Like, for example, we can if you notice that one devotee is in need of something, we cannot afford, then we can arrange to give him without knowing that we gave him, you know. There's so many opportunities when we live together and the devotees need something, some service or whatever. So there are ways to give without have any reward, let's say. And by participating in this giving mood, of course, we are getting closer and closer to the real mood of spiritual mood, the mood of the spiritual world, where nobody is asking anything for himself, but everything is given to Krishna. And by doing so, any service, any devotional service we are doing in this spirit makes us being already in Krishna Lila, Chaitanya Lila, Sankirtan Lila. We have so many Sankirtan stories and where we can see it's so extraordinary. It's not in this material world. It's not pastimes of this material world. We are having pastimes already. It's not like our spirituality is I'm praying God, I'm doing austerities. And Krishna is not interested. Austerities and so on, gyan and no. He wants us to do service. One time, I was searching in computer, his Veda base, about the word service. Prabhupada is giving this word 4,000 times in his books, lectures, and so on and so on. 4,000 times. So Prabhupada used to stress so much about service. Why? It's very simple. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that if we participate in the mission of the Lord, if we render devotional service, knowledge is a concomitant factor. Right? You know this verse, huh? First chapter, first canto, I think. So since knowledge is a concomitant factor, we should not stress so much about knowledge. Knowledge will come, and not only knowledge, gyan, but vigyan. Vigyan will come. Because we meet so many people that got gyan, much more than us. But since they didn't start their devotional service by serving Krishna, this is useless. I remember when I first started Sankirtan, I knew nothing. I just read maybe one, two chapters of Bhagavad Gita, that's it. And I start Sankirtan, but I was so enthusiastic, I could speak to anyone. I could answer questions to anyone. Prabhupada was giving the answers to everything. And this is sometimes people get disturbed by us because they say you have an answer to everything. They are disturbed. Yeah, that's true. Any point of view they can give, we have an answer in the light of Krishna consciousness with Prabhupada arguments. And Srila Prabhupada gave us one very, very, very important tool. He gave us discrimination. What did we know about Mayavad philosophy, Bhagavad philosophy before joining Krishna consciousness? What did we know? We couldn't make any difference. Like sometimes I meet people who are, I remember exactly one guy I know, I met in the south of France in a gathering, like a rainbow gathering, exactly. We were preaching there. And he came to my home, and he said, I find my way, I'm a Buddhist. I said, wow, very nice, welcome. So he came, I gave him prasad and so on. And they say, Antonio, can you explain to me about your path? So he was a little confused, he didn't know exactly, I could see. So and I told him, but in very objective, detached way, I said, you know that the Vedic scriptures, they say that there is two paths. Oh, yeah, one is Bhagavat, one is Mayavat. So I start explaining, but I was even amazed myself that I was not attached to convince him at all. And this has effect, because Mayavat, you merge, you lose your identity, and the Bhagavat pass, you cultivate your qualities, and you refer to Krishna, and so on, explain the two paths, And then say, what do you think? And he thought a little while, say, no, I'm not a Buddhist. Say, I don't want to lose my identity. It's so simple. With simple arguments, we can defeat, This is not the only case. I met a few cases like this. Srila Prabhupada gave us this. He insight and all this knowledge, we can discriminate for ourselves and for others. But the more we are, we have to face, you know, in Sankirtan, of course, we have to face every day, every door, we have to face arguments. And Krishna is giving intelligence. More and more we get this training. We get this training of giving. If not, then we are in a very dangerous position. Why? Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, Prabhupada gives, in the purport, he gives a very clear definition of violence. You know? Who knows? He doesn't say in these terms. He said, not to. Yeah. So what does that mean? It means that the devotee who has so much knowledge, so much experience of Krishna consciousness and doesn't preach, we can consider is the most violent person on this earth. And we shouldn't be in that team. We should be in the team of giving people. There is a very nice story. It is situated in Vraj. One devotee goes door to door with Madhukari, and he comes in the village asking donations. And people say, oh, don't go to that house. You shouldn't go. It's miser, big miser. He will treat you badly, you know. You shouldn't go. Please avoid this house. But of course, this devotee was so merciful. It was the first door he went. And they opened. What do you want? Oh, please, sir, give me some canna. Say, no, go away. I want you, you're just a lazy fellow, you know, should work. I'm working, I'm earning my money, you know, by working, and you should do the same. Why do you beg? Like, you know, it's useless. Like people used to treat us in Sankirtan, and you're useless, you know. Why don't you work like anyone? And then there was arguments, and this miser was even ready to fight, you know, to kick him out. He said, no, I won't give you anything, just go away. Put in bad words, you know. Then finally, the Vaishnav said, very, very humble, you know, oh, please, sir, can you give me some ashes from your fireplace? And the guy said, oh, ashes, cost me nothing. So he go, give him ashes, shut the door, and then he said, what is he going to do with ashes? So he went back, hey, sir, what are you going to do with ashes? He says, no value. Oh, say, oh, sir, it was just to learn your hand how to give. You know? The first step, you know. So this is Sankirtan mood. We want to make people give agyata sukriti. Because we know, we are convinced because we appreciate. An appreciation is compulsory. Daily appreciation. That's why we have to decide which Sunday in the morning we have to verify spiritual matter at least 3 times a day, you know. 3 times. He's not asking for much. 3 times where Prabhupada is asking. But we should do much more. We should be so thankful. This one saying says that if you thank God for what all this, all he gave you, you would have any more time to complain. No time to complain. And should be this thankful mood, particularly day and night. And from this thankful mood, appreciation, thanks, full gratitude will come. And gratitude is a compulsory path to love. Once I was, I had a shop in France, in Toulouse, and one customer used to come, was a little crazy guy, And he said, "Oh, please, when you go to India, please bring me a shirt, silk shirt." I said, "Okay." So I forgot, one or two times I forgot, and he was, "Oh, yeah," asking me again and again. Finally, I bring him, I give him the shirt, and the guy just took it and put it in his bag without even saying thanks. So I told myself, "Okay, never anymore. No more. I won't give him anymore." So same with Krishna, you know, same with spiritual master. We have to be so thankful and show, prove. And Srila Prabhupada says the best way to prove your love for me is to cooperate together. So this cooperation implies big change of heart, you know, big change of heart. Because we'll be, by trying to cooperate, we cooperate with devotees, we have different understanding, we have different experience in Krishna consciousness, we are more or less serious. We're all together, we are beginners, older devotees, and so on and so on. So we have to, cooperation is not easy. It's not easy thing, and we have to become humble. No other way. It's no other way. There's no other way. Scripture says we have to become, the devotee is meek and humble. So this is the way we can shake our advancement. By cooperation, we will see how much meek and humble we are. Because if we are not, we are not able to cooperate. This is 100% sure. No way. And we are on a path of surrender. This is conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Dharmam Parichayam. We have to surrender everything to Krishna. But to surrender means that we need full trust. Full trust, you know. And this is our motto, you know, love and trust. So love, the path to love goes through appreciation, gratitude, expression of gratitude. Of course, we cannot stay gratitude in our mind, you know. Like when you read in Ramayana, when Ramachandra met Sugriva. Sugriva promised Ramachandra to help him to find Sita. He said, "Please, can you give me," he asked Ramachandra, "for a little service to get rid of Bali, his brother who took his kingdom." So we know how Ramachandra did. And Ramachandra even broke one very essential rule of Kshatriya, you know, that he killed Bali in a very crooked way, you know. He was hiding and shooting his arrow, you know, hiding. So it was not quite fair. But then the rainy season came, and Ramachandra, Lakshman, they went and spent 4 months. And by the time Sugriva recovered his kingdom, and then the rainy season stopped, Sugriva was not coming back to fulfill his promise, you know. And Ramachandra said nothing, but Lakshman was so angry, you know. What is Sugriva doing? So he went to his palace, and then he saw Sugriva enjoying with his wives. He recovered his kingdom, you know. He had lost for so long. So he was just enjoying. He forget about his promise to Ramachandra. And then Lakshman was so angry that he told him that ungratefulness is worse than eating meat, than raping a Brahmana's wife, and so many things. You know, ungratefulness is so bad. So bad. We shouldn't think that because we follow the principles, it's okay, you know. But if we're not grateful, this is worse. Because no love is possible. No love. Our path to love is blocked. So we have to. We have to. And this goes through appreciation. Precision means that we follow, of course, Prabhupada's instructions. We appreciate his books, everything that he gave us. But because we should not forget that we are already defeated. Because we are in this material body, that means it's a defeat. Although it's also a success. Because after so many, many lifetimes, it is said, the verse we read, you know, Brahmananda Brahmite, after we went through so many universes, so many planets, so many forms of life, that we came to the human life. It's not only a question of places, it's also a question of time. We have been through so many Brahma's lives, so many yugas we spent, so many yugas when we see the calculations, you know, so many zeros. Long, long, long time, and a long travel through these material universes. So, also, having a human birth is a success. But it's also a defeat. It's a proof we are envious of Krishna, we left association, you know. But Prabhupada said also we are not fallen. So, it looks like contradictory. Prabhupada said we are not fallen. We are just dreaming. Because we identify ourselves with a situation that we are not, you know. And say Krishna is fulfilling our desires. You say, you want to be this? Do you want to be that? Okay, you go. And so he says we are like actors. And he says, actor, he has to be fully identified with the role. He says, Prabhupada says, you cannot think I am such and such playing the role of this. No. Real actor, he is. If he plays the role of a king, he is a king. That's why we develop this false ego, you know, false identification. And the arising of a real identity will come through devotional service only. Not with speculative knowledge, not by fruitive actions, not by yoga. By yoga, everybody wants siddhis, you know, they want siddhi, but very cheap. Now in Kali Yuga, they think it's very cheap, you know, we do this and that, and we get some siddhi, and useless. So we know. Srila Prabhupada told us everything, so we know what is what. Nobody can fool us, you know, and it's very clear. Maybe time to end the class? Yeah? You have any questions? Or comments? I read the verse again. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with fruitive activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear, and as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activity, he has to accept a material body. It's not easy thing, huh? No, Sugriva didn't fulfill his promise to find Sita. Yeah. So Lakshman has quite heavy words, you know, on him. Heavy. It's very important what Lakshman told him. You know, very important. It's worse than eating meat to be ungrateful. And one time I was in a difficult situation in my life, and someone told me that because I was feeling people were ungrateful on me, you know. And he told me, he was a Christian, he said, ungratefulness is, how do you say, a kind of test, you know, of a saintly person to receive ungratefulness, because we have to be introspective and see if I get this. Devotee has this immediate reaction. If I get this, that's because sometimes I'm wrong, right? So if someone is ungrateful on me, that means I might be ungrateful to someone. So we have to go deep in ourselves and make our situation clear. Yes. You know about Mother Kunti, when Pandava came back with Draupadi. You know, Arjuna has won Draupadi. And Mother Kunti was busy with his puja. And Arjuna said, "Oh, Mother, I want something wonderful today." Say, "Whatever it is, you share with your brothers." That's how Draupadi became the wife of the five Pandavas. Because, you know, she had to hold a word. She gave a word. That was... Yeah, because she, without even looking, you know, she had an excuse. If she had turned away, she could have seen that it was Draupadi and it can't be shared. You know? But because she said so, they have to do so. It was so in old times. But now, now it was, and now we have to sort of understand very, very important point that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is making so many promises, so many. If you do this, you get this and this and that. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is promising. You know, if you go that way, you will get such result. And we have to be fully confident that Krishna is fulfilling his promise, always. This is very important. Because this is also how we can develop our faith, by seeing how Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, they fulfill the promises. And Srila Prabhupada promises that if you do this and that, you go back home to Godhead. This is not a light statement. So if you read my books, you get everything. Prabhupada made a promise, and he said there is ISKCON in the spiritual world, we will recognize each other. The statement I heard from a very old friend, she was Kishori, she was a personal cook of Srila Prabhupada. She's now in New Mayapur. She told me, she heard herself. Prabhupada said, there is ISKCON in the spiritual world, we'll meet all together there, and we will recognize each other. Prabhupada said so. So I don't know, but we won't be in the same body for sure, but this is a quite amazing promise. And we have to understand, you know, this Kali Yuga is so difficult. It's an ocean of fault, you know. So because it's so difficult, and because we are endeavoring to apply Krishna consciousness in our lives and to try to share Krishna consciousness, the reward is quite big. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Shri Gauritai ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.